love you. I love you. Thank you. Kentucky, we love Kentucky.
Donald Trump won 79 of Kentucky's 120 counties when state Republicans held their presidential caucus in March. But like elsewhere around the country, not every Kentuckian is enthusiastically supporting Trump. Owensboro businessman J. Todd Inman is going to the convention as a delegate from Kentucky.
Donald Trump will be the nominee. The question is, what's the process to get to that ultimately?
Inman says Trump wasn't his first choice, or his second for that matter, but his allegiance now stands with the real estate mogul.
I mean, that's our Republican nominee. You know, Reagan's often quoted as saying, a friend of mine 80% of the time does not make him or her an enemy 20%. I may not agree with every position. I may not agree with some of the tactics and the thoughts, but the alternative is not exactly palatable to what I see as America going forward.
Another delegate to the RNC is Laura LaRue of Hardin County, who was also a delegate to the 2012 convention. LaRue says Trump was not her preferred candidate, but in her words, he's not Hillary Clinton.
I mean, that's the way the process works. I wasn't a Mitt Romney person until the convention last year. I mean, 4 years ago. But I came around.
Republicans opposed to Trump will make their final stand at their national convention next week. The billionaire businessman won 38 states and has hundreds more than the 1,237 delegates required for the nomination. But behind the scenes, an effort is underway to throw open the GOP contest again. But Inman doesn't see that happening.
The people have voted. I mean, we had an election, and elections have consequences, and they should be valid unless you found out that something was improper.
Trump foes want party leaders to release the delegates to vote for whomever they want, not necessarily the candidate who won their primary or caucus. Dr. Scott Lassley is a political science professor at Western Kentucky University. He also chairs the Warren County Republican Party. He thinks Trump opponents will make some noise, but he doesn't expect the rules to be changed.
You know, those are the rules that people played by going into the process, and Trump won according to the rules. So not only is there a philosophical argument for Trump in that situation, but from a practical standpoint, changing the rules is not an easy thing to do.
He says the last serious effort to free the delegates and open up the convention was in 1980. Otherwise, the conventions are pretty cut and dry, and Lassley expects nothing different this election year.
There's nobody to go to. That, where does that get you? I mean, if there was a white knight or whatever that was an obvious choice that people could go to that could unify the party, that would make things a lot different. If Paul Ryan's not that, certainly Ted Cruz or anybody else that ran in the nomination process doesn't fit the bill.
Owensboro delegate J. Todd Inman says he doesn't always see eye to eye with Trump, but he'll still cheer when he receives the GOP presidential nomination. Inman expects Trump to bring new energy to the convention, which he has already brought to the Republican Party.
You have record voter turnouts in some areas. You have a whole different level of engagement. The greatest thing is that people are actively involved in this campaign, and they may be for or against. But regardless, they're paying much more attention. And I think in the end, that's good for democracy.
Just a few days after the Republicans head back home, Democrats will kick off their nominating convention in Philadelphia on July 25th. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.